You were referred to on your album launch by Andy as being the guy who stands at the back and looks cool. So I'm going to get you now to, in your own word or words, go through the rest of the tracks from the album. We've spoke about Punishment of Luxury. Yeah. Track two, Isotype. What's the word or words you can explain behind that one for me?
Well, Isotype... Isotypes are the kind of like the original emojis, really. They were invented as a pictorial language, you know, many years ago, way before emojis. And we discovered that they, you know, their existence. And we thought, well, you know, the emojis are such a big part of our world now. You know, on our phones, you know, we have predictive emojis now, and it's almost like our language is being reduced to hieroglyphics in some ways. You know, are we losing language? So basically, you know, we don't sort of get preachy. We just say, you know, this is what's going on. You know, discuss. So that's what Isotype is about.
Track three, Robot Man.
Robot Man is about actually about not being robotic. It's about being human. It's about how we can go through life, you know, being kind of robotic about how we deal with people and how we can, you know, we can be guarded, too guarded with our emotions, and so Robot Man is about sort of releasing ourselves from that.
Track four, What Have We Done?
Yeah, What Have We Done is about making sort of big decisions in life. It's about, you know, there are times in our lives where we have to make big decisions, and decisions that are irreversible. And so the song is basically about that, but it's done in a kind of a way where you can kind of put other things in life onto the lyrics. It's like, you know, what have we done? You know, you could say about, you know, voting for Donald Trump or Brexit. You could put that on that song as well. It's about making decisions that hugely affect your life that can't be reversed, and then you look at them and second guess yourself and go, oh, what have we done?
And you've got a couple of 6 minutes on this album, but track five, Precision and Decay, is your shortest at 1:44. I'm guessing you weren't just stuck for time on that one.
No, it was just, you know, sometimes we do that. We just get a little idea and we feel like it works as a little idea and we shouldn't develop it into a song. So we just leave it as that idea. And Precision and Decay is about the motor industry in Detroit. And because we were there a number of years ago, we were in this little town. We played a little town called Pontiac, and we went, which are the cars named after, and we were sort of driving through there, you know, the whole place is just not. It's like when the Ford Motor Factory was there, it was like the thriving place of America, and it's so decayed now. So Precision and Decay is the name of the song, and it's you know, there was, you know, precision manufacturing there, and now it's all decayed.
And track six, halfway through, would I think have been a better title for the last track, As We Open, So We Close.
Yeah, I mean, that's really musically, that was we're always listening to new modern music, and again, music coming out of Germany. And there's an artist called Atom TM, like Atom Trademark. He's doing sort of groundbreaking electronic music. He's doing this new music called glitch music, where you take kind of sounds that you would normally throw away, like clicks and pops and distortions and things, and try to make music out of it. And people have been trying to do this for a while, but not really successful. But Atom TM, he managed to do something beautifully musical out of all of these sort of dysfunctional sounds. And so that was our attempt at that.
Track seven, Art Eat Art.
It's what I was referring to before about popular culture sort of eating itself, really, and trying to find new places to go. And it's very hard to find. I mean, we find that as musicians who have been, you know, this is our 13th album, and trying to find new places to go to. I mean, when we discovered the synthesizer, in the sort of 70s, we saw it as the future, but the future's kind of caught up with us now, and electronic music is part of our lives, and it's not the future anymore. And trying to find new places to go in music and in art and in popular culture is very, very hard. So it's a commentary on that, really.
Kiss, 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 bang, bang, bang. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean it's a bit of a train of thought song about the political discourse of the world, really. I can't put it in any other form than that, really. But it also has a naughty word in it, so we had to put parental guidance on the album just for that track.
Track 9, One More Time.
Yeah, having said that, we don't really write love songs. That's actually a love song. You know, we don't write many love songs, but that is definitely one of them.
Track 10, I think my schoolboy French is machine gun, isn't it?
It means machine gun, yeah. Yeah, basically it was a painting, La Maîtrise, the First World War was the first sort of proper mechanical war where machines were destroying humans, and with the, you know, advent of tanks and machine guns and stuff. So there was a beautiful painting done by that, and in fact we animated the painting for the video. But we've always touched on war. War has always fascinated us. From Enola Gay, we had, you know, about the atom bomb dropped on Hiroshima, to a song called The Messerschmitt Twins, to Bunker Soldiers. I mean, war has always been a theme with us because we've always been fascinated with it. Because growing up in the 60s, you know, it wasn't that far away from the Second World War, and we were hearing stories from our parents about war, and it always sort of fascinated us, really.
Track 11 is Ghost Star.
Yes, Ghost Star is also about... It's a song of two halves, really. The first half is about the beauty of a relationship, and the second half is how it can go horribly wrong.
Which they invariably do.
which they invariably do. It's one of my favourite tracks on the album, Ghost Star, actually. I think it's a really beautiful song. It's a long song, but I think it's got such beauty.
And The View From Here.
Yeah, it's about personal change, really, View From Here. It's about kind of self-analysis, and the song ends. It's easier said than done from here, you know. But because you know, the song is all about change. But then we say at the end, well, yeah, it's easier said than done, isn't it? Really.